Everybody, welcome to the Millennial Revolver Show.
Your host Zaina Farah.
Your co-host Nick here, as always. How you doing, Z?
Doing all right. I got back from vacation not too long ago, so I'm just excited to get back into the swing of things. Thank you. I missed you too.
Yep. Definitely gonna dive into some new topics with you guys. We have a lot of pent up stories inside of us. We're ready to get out. A lot of energy.
Definitely. And the first thing we wanted to talk about today is a story that's not so new. One that revolves around Sandra Bland, the woman that we spoke about, I think, in our third episode.
Yeah, we gave an update about her.
Yeah, we gave you guys a breaking news. So kind of wanted to
brief update.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of bring that back to circle. So again, if you don't remember, I'd be very surprised. She was the 28-year-old woman who supposedly hung herself in a 5-foot cell. She was 6 foot, with a room filled with nothing but trash bags.
Yeah, it's a kind of a, I guess suspicious is the word a lot of people are using, but it's a very intriguing case.
Yeah, this is the same woman that had her rights violated when an officer asked her to step out of her car, which was not lawfully correct. When he asked her to put out a cigarette, it was unlawfully correct. When he aggressively told her that, "I will light you up, you don't get out the car." And in 2015, it's not surprising that a woman of color is scared to get out of her car in Texas with a white police officer.
Right. So let's take a few steps back. Let's back it up to where she gets arrested, right? So she doesn't make this proper lane change, correct? Or was it she didn't signal?
She didn't signal. And I guess in the video, she signified that the reason she didn't is he was tailing her and she was just trying to get out of his way. Now, again, that's technically illegal, right? You're supposed to signal.
Right, yeah, you know, you're supposed to signal, I guess. She did violate the traffic law.
And just like the police officer violated the proper traffic etiquette, and his department actually noted later that they believe that that's correct, that he was not acting appropriately. And, you know, rather than getting fired, of course, he was put on a desk job.
So all this would have been, I guess we would have taken the word of the sheriffs, you know, in a normal circumstance. However, the video of the dash cam of the traffic for the traffic stop itself on the police car has come under scrutiny. A lot of people are saying that it's doctored.
Very inconsistent.
And it's gone to as far as the original video has been removed from the sheriff's website and replaced with a different video of the traffic stop. However, you know, YouTube, when something's on the digital media, it's there forever. YouTube was able to get its hands on it, and there's an account that has the original video. And you can I think you can tell that it's doctored by who remains to be, you know, investigated on. But a lot of people are saying the sheriff's department themselves doctored this video. How do you feel about that, Z?
I mean, there's been so many inconsistencies around this whole entire thing. And I think it's very true that this was doctored. The department was trying to say that, oh, the reason why there was issues with the video is because there was, you know, there was glitches uploading. It's very hard to believe in 2015, specifically when there's such attention on this. You feel like this would be something that should be taken care of.
And I mean, if anyone's ever uploaded a video, you know, if you upload it once, it doesn't work. You just delete it, re-upload it, and it might work. I mean,
yeah, and it's kind of hard to say how these can be glitches. Certain things that journalists cited when talking about the inconsistencies were things like a certain white car in the background appearing about 3 times, a man exiting and re-entering the frame in a very suspicious type of way, in a way that a normal video wouldn't be. Nick, I know you mentioned to me that it was very interesting to you how there's not even a timestamp on the video.
Yeah, so what caught my eyes when I was watching the videos on YouTube, the original and the original and the re-released video, there's not a timestamp or a date in either corner. And I know if you've watched Cops before, or if you've just seen police dash cam footage on the news, there's always a timestamp, a date, you know, August, September, whatever, and has the time, maybe sometimes in military time, but it's stated, you know, it's stated there.
Definitely. And I did a little bit of research on what the typical person that commits suicide in jail looks like. And statistics show that it's typically a white male, specifically if he's serving, you know, hard time for, some type of very serious crime. Of the 140 suicides that was committed in this specific jailhouse, Sandra was the first and only supposed African-American woman, according to the law enforcement data. Yeah.
Wow.
If it was even a suicide. So what it was is that Sandra was the supposed 140th suicide in Texas County Jail in the past 6 years. So again, in the past six years, if it was a suicide, she would mark the 140th suicide. So in the last 6 years, not only that, she would be the only African American woman.
Wow, that's
so it's statistically shown that it's not likely that an African American woman is going to hang herself.
And who's going to hang themselves over a traffic stop? That's really what's getting me. Like, no one's going to commit suicide for being in jail because of a traffic stop.
Especially from what we know about Sandra, she was a huge activist about this specific issue about police brutality and huge member of the Black Lives Matter movement. And I feel like this injustice, she would come out with a fire, you know, she would use that experience to be like, look what's happening. You know, she's posted so many videos about it, telling people to stand up. We had recorded audio. If you guys didn't listen to that episode, please go ahead and listen to her words. Truly, truly powerful. Her kind of speaking about the power of one. This is really not type of woman. And people were trying to use her past to say that, you know, she's had depression in the past. She even told the examiner that she had She had tried attempted suicide or had some type
she
of
had
thoughts
about it, but she never fell through with it.
So it was very interesting to see how they're trying to use her past to even justify this. But again, there's so many inconsistencies about it. I mean, if you have top news media saying that even they are, you know, suspicious of the video that was released, I mean, that's a problem.
There's some cynics out there that have a conspiracy theory that she did this on purpose, and the reason was because she wants to bring light to this Black Lives Matter movement. How do you feel about that?
I feel like what she was doing is already bringing light to it. I feel that no person in their right mind would put themselves in that position because people are getting killed every single day. Every single day there's a new name coming out. And if you watch the video, what does this mean that she... What are you saying? What are these people saying that she purposely didn't signal and knew this would happen? Like, she didn't do anything crazy that would get her in that position.
Right.
You know, she wasn't the woman who climbed up and tore down the Confederate flag to something, you know, so encouraged, outlandish to get herself arrested. I mean, no one would think that, which one of us would think that, hey, if I didn't signal, I'm going to end up in a freaking jailhouse? Like, who thinks that?
No, especially
when what she was doing was correct. When the officer told her, step out of your car, put out your cigarette, that is unlawful of him to do. He is violating her rights. Who would think that would happen? And that's the main problem. Now, there's always going to be, you know, it's always going to be an air of, oh, did she do it? Did she not? But the problem is that we all have this untrust, this in our hearts. We all have this worry, specifically people of color. You know, we have so many people online that are like, I'm scared. Yeah. I'm worried.
Taking to social media.
You know, that's a problem. Very recently, we have, you know, another young gentleman that was killed. He was a 19-year-old, crashed into, I believe it was a car dealership, and he was killed. And they have on his Twitter account him talking about this. I'm scared. I don't want to die young. I don't trust police.
Yeah, I think in that instance, you were saying that the young man crashed his car into a dealership and thought he was robbing the dealership, but he just crashed.
And he was in his own brand new car. And it was actually a police that was new in training. So it was someone that was not even a police officer. He was training to be one.
Wow.
I want to give you that young man's name. And it's hard to keep up with the names. His name was Christian Taylor, 19-year-old college football player gunned down by police early Friday morning in Texas.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Where in Texas was this? Arlington?
Arlington.
Yeah.
So the police claim is so outrageous. The police claim he was trying to rob the dealership. So tell me how and why a kid with his own new car and promising college career would try to rob a car showroom single-handedly by crashing into it. Like, what is this, Fast and Furious?
Yeah, I mean, no one plans a robbery by crashing into the dealership.
Yeah, I'm getting this information actually off a Tumblr post. I've been looking around the internet. Found this is kind of what someone was saying, just kind of summing up, like, just how outlandish that sounds, how crazy that sounds.
We'll make sure to repost the article, too.
Definitely. So, again, going back to the Sandra Bland incident, there's so many problems. There's problems with the video. The police officer is very aggressive with her. You know, get out the car.
A problem with the video, the actual video itself, then why would they remove it and re-upload a new one? You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
You're just adding fuel to the fire and to the conspiracy that there is something going on in the background.
We had a huge group by the name of Anonymous come out and bring huge attention to this. Right. But they came out with a force talking about the Sandra Bland thing, talking that they're going to come after these people, that they know their secrets, they know where they lived, and they're going to
release information on them. So basically, this Anonymous group is a group of hackers. And, you know, you don't want to get on the wrong side of a hacker, because if you have anything, any information at all stored on digital media, which basically all of us do, you know, they can access that. And I think even one of the anonymous hackers put one of the addresses up, or perhaps a phone number of one of the officers, which has since now been disconnected because for privacy, obviously security reasons.
Yeah, and for people that don't know what Anonymous is, they're what you would call, quote-unquote, a hacktivist, which is someone who's a hacker, like Nick said, but someone who's doing it in the hopes of, you know, being an activist about something. So it's very interesting to see what they were going to do. And Anonymous called for the people to start a day of rage. They wanted to create a day of rage.
Very chilling video. I couldn't stop watching it, though.
Yeah, we'll post that on our Facebook page. You guys need to go and watch that. But even they were saying that the photo of her in her mugshot was edited. They were saying that. Now, the police house did release the video of her, quote unquote, proving that she was alive when taking these videos. But again, very easily doctored.
Very easily doctored.
And
it goes to the thinking of the common person, especially to myself, just, you know, thinking of a common situation, common man. If you're already doctoring video footage of the dash cam, who's to say you're not doctoring other photos or doctoring other documents?
No one.
Exactly. Your trust has already been broken. So how do you expect us to believe you if you're saying, no, this is the original picture. No, she wasn't dead when we took this picture. Another point about that picture, she was in an orange jumpsuit. And Anonymous pulled the records of the last, I think it was like 5-6 years of people being arrested.
None of them were in their jumpsuit, huh?
None of them were in jumpsuits. Because I guess their procedures, when they bring you in after being arrested, they take your picture and then they have you change. But yet, for some reason, Sandra was the only one in an orange jumpsuit. So they broke procedure for her arrest already. And one leads to wonder why would that happen.
Definitely. And if there was kind of some kind of heinous crime, I think it'd be very easy to say, well, maybe because she was dangerous, or, you know, she did something so incredibly outrageous. Right. You know, again, she didn't signal.
Too many breadcrumbs here, and a lot of people are connecting the dots, and it's not looking so favorably for the sheriff's office.
I mean, I'm gonna keep it real with you, Nick. I'm so tired of talking about this. Like, I am so tired of saying, well, hey, this is what's happening, and there's all this area of worry. Everyone knows it's not legit. Everyone knows there's all this problems with it. Okay, but what now?
Like, can we call it what it is, and it's obviously BS?
Yeah, okay, but what now? That's what I'm saying. Like, we're all talking about it. We're all on social media. We're all upset. Okay, but what now? That's really my main question. That's really what I hope that, you know, in the future, you and I will start talking about, well, okay, well, what can we do now? Because talk is nothing. Talk is just the beginning of something. Okay, but where does the action come in? And I guess this is what I'm hoping for our show to evolve into. This is how I'm hoping our revolvers to evolve and come together is, okay, well, hey, we know the topic. We know the problem. Okay, but let's start fixing it. Okay, well, you know, I'm blessed to say that I don't know any of these people that have been killed. But you know what? Tomorrow it can be someone I know. Am I going to care about it more then? Like, I want to care about this now. I want to start acting now.
Definitely.
Because there are people, like, when someone dies, everyone they know is affected.
Right.
You know, all these people are heartbroken. Her mother had to lose a child. Like, imagine that.
Yeah.
And how are these people dying? How are we having a distrust with our police? Like, who do you call? What was she supposed to do? She told him, no, I don't want to get out. You're not supposed to do this. People say, oh, well, tell the cops. It's unconstitutional. Oh, well, you can just stand up. You have the right, so you don't have to. He literally told her, I'm going to light you up. Who do you call? Hold on, cop. Let me call 911.
Yeah.
Like, what now? Like, this is a serious problem.
Trust.
I'm tired of talking about it. Let's go. Let's do something.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the rapid fire segment here at the show. I got my clips and I'm locked and loaded. Nick, you better be too.
She gets a ball, she shoots, she scores her first summer league title as coach.
Whew.
Yes, I'm talking about Becky Hammond, the Spurs assistant coach. Took over the summer league team for the summer, won the title.
Ooh.
Talking first opportunity, first champ, one for one.
Damn, speaking of titles, retail giant Target is making huge headlines because they announced that they're going to start eliminating gender advertising. Call it being gender fluid. Basically, things like their toys or home advertisement, they're no longer going to be suggesting that boys should be buying this and girls should be buying that. Now, talk about a huge step towards gender equality.
That's awesome. Some boys like pink, some girls don't, right?
There you go.
Speaking of females, once again, Dr. Jen Welter. Get to know her name, Z. She is the first NFL football coach.
Did you say NFL?
I said NFL.
Wow.
She's not a head coach or an assistant. She's a linebackers coach for the Arizona Cardinals. However, it is the first woman that has ever been admitted into the coaching ranks of the Professional Football League.
Ooh, do it like a girl.
Yeah, so you better be careful out there when you're getting hit. You might get scored up by Dr. Jen Welter. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Millennial Revolver Show. Your co-host, Nick, here. Zaina, what's up?
Good.
So we were talking about something during the break, and you brought it up to me with the whole Sandra Bland hashtag that was not trending on Instagram.
This is crazy to me, Nick. Like, what we're about to talk about is insane. Instagram is censoring.
Yeah, so, like, elaborate, please. I know the hashtag Sandra Bland. I'm reading right here, hashtag Black Lives Matter. And hashtag blackout were all absent on search results if you tried to search for them on Instagram. This happened July 29th, so just to give everyone some context on when this happened. It was Tuesday night.
So it was a little bit odd to me because your initial reaction when you hear about this, and this is something that was brought to my attention because of the Anonymous that brought this up?
Yes, the Anonymous video that we're going to post on our social media account. They brought up the point that Instagram censored and blacked out these hashtags. If you put them in your phone and you put hashtag Sandra Bland, it came up with the search results empty, like nothing existed.
Mm-hmm. Like kind of at the height when people were talking about this. Not to say that people aren't talking about this,
right,
but it was definitely a lot more once the incidents happen, and it's kind of always how it is.
This is basically when news broke about the whole video being doctored and all that, and people wanted to find some information.
So my initial reaction is, whoa, is this something Instagram does on the daily? Like, is this surprising? Is this really because of a racial thing? And this is something they actually have done before. The last one that I saw they've done is they censored is regarding the Caitlyn Jenner hashtag. So they're
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they're backing, their reasoning behind this as well. We stop it because there's so much traffic on this, and there's a lot of hate-orientated stuff.
Like hate-oriented speech, like hate speech.
I'd be very interested to see what type of hate speech would be coming about of the Sandra Bland. I mean, you can definitely justify it with the Caitlyn Jenner. I think there were a lot of transphobes out there. It's a very new idea. But I'm very curious to see what kind of hate speech are you blocking with this Sandra thing? What were people saying? Maybe hate against cops?
I'm thinking maybe like some KKK or what, some white supremacy stuff maybe.
But even then, I mean, there's hate on Instagram all the time. I mean, check out women that have, Instagrams of just themselves. Like, there's a lot of haters.
And like, also, can't you just filter between the ones that are hating, like, hate speech and the ones that aren't? Like, why you gotta black out the entire hashtag Sandra Bland, hashtag Black Lives Matter, hashtag blackout? Why do you have to have a complete social media blackout on that?
But technically, do we have a right to be angry? I mean, it's Instagram. This is not the U.S. Constitution. Are they held to that? Like, they're technically allowed to, no?
So you got me thinking on that, and I was interested. I said, you know what? When something like this happens, automatically the cynical side of me thinks, okay, agenda. Where are the hidden agendas? Mm-hmm. And I go first to where's the money? Rush Hour one said it, follow the rich white man. So I always follow the money, and that's usually where the agenda lies. So I have for you on a Wikipedia lookup, who owns Instagram, who's Instagram run by. So Instagram is owned by the developers of Facebook. I don't know if you knew that. So Facebook basically owns Instagram.
Yeah,
they run it.
Yeah, a couple years ago they acquired them, if not a couple. Very recently, yeah.
So they run it. So then it got me looking, who owns Facebook. Facebook was a private company. Mm-hmm. And Facebook is now a public company. And this happened a couple years ago. And so they're a $1 billion company now. And they have their hands in a lot of different media outlets. And they have a lot of interests now, I guess you could say.
Interesting.
So they actually might have an agenda. So I was just kind of speculating too, maybe Facebook didn't want a couple of these hashtags trending. Were they bad for business? Maybe they weren't. Maybe they didn't want to spur movement. Maybe they're trying to deter movement. I don't know.
Yeah, again, we don't know. I think the biggest issue is that fact that this is a platform that everyone uses. Like, so many people use this, and this is kind of how we communicate. This is how we express ourselves. And what percentage of people do you think actually know this, that it's being censored, that, you know, just like our media has hidden agendas, that even our social media has hidden agendas, what we see, what we're not allowed to see.
And I feel like that's why everyone likes social media. And to be honest, that's the reason why I use it heavily for Twitter for news, is because I feel like I'm getting an unfiltered, unbiased consumption of information without agendas. I feel like if I'm watching, I don't really watch TV. I don't even watch the news on TV anymore, because I feel every channel has their own agenda. Every network does. And I'm not getting unfiltered, unbiased news.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping to have the show be, another a medium, an actual medium for people to kind of tune in and not have that filter. So, Nick, your hopes of going to these sites and, you know, not being filtered, well, guess what? It's not true. And this, like I said, the Sandra Bland thing is not the only thing. Neither is the Caitlyn Jenner thing that's being censored. You see a lot of censorship with women's bodies. What's allowed, you know, going back to the Free the Nipple movement. There's so many celebrities, male celebrities, that were making fun of it. Forget his name, but one of the celebrities that kind of caught my eye that did it, he was...
I think it was John Legend. Didn't he take a picture of, like, his butt?
Of his butt?
Something?
No, that was his wife.
But they didn't censor it, though.
But what I was talking about, going back to the Free the Nipple thing, the cop from Orange is the New Black, the guy that got one of the chicks pregnant, him.
I haven't seen the show, but...
Okay, yeah. So for all my fans out there, him.
I know a lot of people do watch that show.
Yeah, so he posted a picture of himself topless, but with his nipple, he covered him with a picture of the nipples of other celebrities, one from Miley Cyrus and one from Chrissy Teigen, which is the wife of John Legend.
Right.
Kind of making fun of how Instagram does that, because if you kind of go, there's so many like penis pictures and like weird stuff, but they try to censor it. I recently saw a censorship of this artist. She was documenting like women and like kind of their lives and stuff. I showed you the picture of like her fully clothed on her period, but like, you know, you can see her backside and there's a little stain on her pants, stain on the bed. And that was censored by Instagram. They took it off twice. She posted and they took it off twice. And because it garnered so much attention, they later allowed her to post it and even, you know, apologized in an email, blah, 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 blah. Like,
I feel like it's just they're going off. Instagram has its own
agenda, like you
agenda,
said.
Moralities maybe on what they want to see on their site.
Follow the white man.
You kind of want, follow the rich white man. You kind of would hope it would be unbiased and unfiltered, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely so. Because like you said, most people are hoping to take these sites in the hopes that this is our one way that we can communicate without agenda, without bias,
it's
without
personal
filter.
And it's if whatever message I want there, and I control the narrative. Just real quick, I hashtag Sandra Bland on Instagram and I got 27,000 hits. So apparently they're not censored anymore.
But there's no way. Otherwise, that's all. So there's no way that's all the posts there. There's
yeah,
no
also that was another part of the article that we were reading was... they're maybe not reporting all of the posts. So maybe I look up Sandra Bland hashtag and I'm getting 27,000 hits. Maybe there's 500,000 hits. But, you know, perhaps maybe they don't want to spur that movement. Maybe they want to show that many people care about it.
And that's a problem.
Maybe they're trying to taper the volume
of it. And I know it's huge. And I know this is worldwide. The reason is, like we mentioned, I just came back from a vacation. I went to Lebanon. And one of my cousins there was talking about it. She was telling someone about the Sandra Bland thing. So even she's overseas in the Middle East, knows about it. Yeah, definitely. All eyes on America right now.
And a quick tidbit, since we're on this topic, the first GOP Republican debate was August 6th. And I know I caught a lot of it. I know you and I are still catching up on it. However, they didn't mention the Black Lives Matter movement. They had one question and they asked one senator, and they got one response. The other eight candidates did not get asked about it, nor did they give an opinion or a take on it. And I know they were coming under fire for not covering it as extensively as one might think. Now, going back to the agendas, is Fox News trying to taper that Black Lives Matter movement?
Absolutely.
Is Fox
Come
News
on.
Trying to, you know, keep it suppressed maybe, keep the volume down and not raise the volume up on that movement? Also, another tidbit of information, Facebook sponsored the event as well. So Facebook going back to Instagram, tying those two together.
The GOP event?
At the GOP event.
Wow. Yes. Well, of course, because listen, if you acknowledge the Black Lives Matter movement, you acknowledge that there's a racial problem in America. You acknowledge white privilege. The biggest white privilege people are in our government. That's white privilege right there. They're there. So I honestly think that these people don't even know how to acknowledge it. Like, to have someone who's so socially aware, Bernie Sanders is why we love you, to have a white male that is in his 50s, whatever, to be able to acknowledge and in tune, That's a very rare thing.
And it's a commodity right now, and it's something that I feel like everyone's looking for to unite us as a United States again and not have us be divided, because right now there's a mistrust between the police force and their citizens, and you can't have that going forward. It's not going to be prosperous.
Rightfully so. So today we are recording on August 9th, which marks the one-year anniversary of the Mike Brown shooting that sparked the social movement of the century, I'd like to say. And here we are a year later, and we are still hearing very, very similar trends. Later last month, a man by the name of Samuel DeBose was shot and killed by a police officer within minutes of him being pulled over. He didn't have a weapon on him. Since then, that police officer has been indicted, and if convicted, he will face up to 15 years in prison.
Yeah, it's very sad, Zana. A year later, after Mike Brown's death, and we're still fighting for the same causes. I haven't seen any new laws, really.
I mean, I think one new thing that we saw after the incident where people were pushing the body cams. They were saying we need to hold our police officers accountable.
Because those work so well.
Put body cams. And you know what, Nick? When it first came out, I knew it.
I
knew they weren't. It's a Band-Aid. This is the definition of a Band-Aid. Because guess what? This cop had a body cam on him.
Of course he did.
And look what he
probably
did.
Turned it off, too.
No. I know. And we've heard incidents
of
that.
He should have turned it off. Might have
his job. Definitely had incidents of that. And going back to what happened a year ago with the Eric Garner incidents when he was being choked out by police officers where cameras were being pointed at him.
Can't breathe.
Camera is not going to fix a racist cop. This cop specifically, 81% of his tickets were towards African Americans.
And yeah, I looked up the stats on Cincinnati, 49.3% Caucasian.
So half the population is white, and yet 81% of his tickets are black people.
Just think about that. If you have a 50% chance, I mean, you're literally looking one way only.
Now, to make matters worse, two police officers quickly came to the scene. One's name was Philip Kidd, the other David Linderschmidt, and they initially lied about the incidents. They were seen on video saying, we saw him being dragged, and the reason why this cop shot is because Samuel DeBose tried to take off with his car, and this man was fearing for his life.
And that is a complete exaggeration. So this is obviously what cops covering for each other, backing up their boys.
Definitely, because number one, on video, that has shown that it is not the case.
Did not get
dragged. Number two, when these two cops were forced to say this under a sworn statement, they quickly changed their tune. And this is supposedly why the Hamilton County prosecutor they were not prosecuted. They said these officers were totally cooperative in the investigation. They had consistent statements. There was some confusion over the initial incident report was drafted, but not on a sworn statement by the officers.
Some confusion.
AKA, they didn't lie when they were sworn in, so it's okay. But God knows what would have happened if there wasn't a body cam. So here we are saying, okay, it's a Band-Aid. It is. It helps a tad because it makes it harder for police officers
to lie. It's
not a detriment,
so it's better than nothing, I guess.
But guess what?
Not a solution.
But guess what? We're still being killed.
Exactly.
Our people are still being killed. Innocent American civilians are still being killed. And going back to this man's track record with his ticketing habits, really this incident brings up a huge problem in America. I read an article about Samuel DeBose's history with the cops. Mm-hmm. This man has had over 90 run-ins with the police officers, like 90 different times. Of those 90 times, 50 of them have been traffic violations, not wearing his seatbelt, speeding.
Minor things.
Can you believe that? This man has paid over $12,000 in fine. And it's really not surprising when you look at the statistic, Nick. According to a survey that was released by the Justice Department, black motorists are 31% more likely to get pulled over than their white counterparts, 23% more likely than their Hispanic counterparts.
I guess that's why they have the term driving while black.
Definitely. Did you see that? I remember Chris Tucker was doing...
I think it's Chris Rock.
Okay, thank you. It was Chris Rock that was doing... He posted a picture.
Clever.
Every time he was getting pulled over by cops, and it was like once a week. Like it was something ridiculous.
He's basically on a first name basis.
And there you go. Know, even money doesn't protect opposite. You when you're driving black.
No.
It's crazy.
No, that's something that I feel like even our African Americans can relate to in America. Is it doesn't matter your financial status, you're still.
Yeah, and it's sad. Look at what this happened to this man on his 50th encounter, traffic violation. He was killed.
Very sad.
He was killed. And he had his life. He had a family. He's 25 years old.
I just feel like we're like at war with the cops, Z. Why do I feel so insecure
now more than ever, I feel as a minority in this country, it's I have to look out for something that someone else doesn't have to look out for. Like, how wrong is that?
Definitely. And I'm glad you brought up the minority aspect, because as much as this is a huge problem with the African-American community, we're seeing similar instances also with, you know, minorities. Of course, there's white people that are killed by cops, too. We're not saying that.
Yeah, definitely. And we even have a case that we could talk about later.
Yeah, definitely. So let's talk about it now. Well, what we're talking about is a man by the name of Rexdale Henry. He was a 53-year-old man, Indian, part of the Choctaw tribe. He was a social activist. And early enough, he was arrested a day before Sandra Bland for not paying minor traffic violation tickets. 6 days later, he was found dead in his cell.
Wow. People are just dying in cells now? Is that what it is?
I mean, like you said, we're not
safe.
Is
it the cells? I mean, is there something in that paint?
Who do you call? Like the officer, going back to Samuel Du Bois, he asked him to step out of the car. Nick, me and you were talking earlier. Is that legal? I don't think so.
Is that
so.
Even procedure?
Not without probable cause. You can't just ask someone to step out of your car.
You have to have some type of probable
I think
cause.
All you're legally obligated to do is identify yourself. Now, again, if the cop, you know, thinks you're intoxicated, smells marijuana, maybe, like you said, if there's an
probable
actual
cause.
Reason. But there was no reason in this instance to ask this man to step out of his car. And when he refused to, he was shot in the head.
You can tell in the video, nothing crazy or erratic happened in Sam's behavior. He just got a gun drawn on him and was shot.
Thank you for listening to the Millennial Revolver Show. Don't forget to connect with us at our social media accounts. You can catch us on Twitter and Instagram at The MR Show and on our Facebook at The MR Page. Also, our new time on Mondays is going to be 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. We are The Revolvers, and this is The Media Evolved. Can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Have a great day, Revolvers, and an even better night.